Madam Coordinator, our delegation benefits from the participation of one of our IED experts, Mr. Alfredo Lubang. I wish to yield the floor to him to provide the Philippine perspectives on this issue.
Madam Coordinator, thank you. I am honored to join all of you here after participating virtually for the past 2 years. Madam Coordinator, in the spirit of interactive exchange, allow me to share some perspectives from the Philippines on this agenda item. First, IED trends are not only about how IED technological components and operational components have evolved through time, but also about the contextual shifts on why the use of IEDs continue to persist or have stopped. The Philippines is one of those countries that continues to be challenged by this issue. Just yesterday, one soldier and five others were injured when an IED was used in an ambush reportedly by an armed group, New People's Army, against the Philippine military in central Philippines. To cite other examples, in the last national elections, during the campaign period, this was around late last year to March and May this year, and post-election after the May 2022 elections, several incidents involving IEDs have been reported. These cases were found in public places, in public road trucks, routes used by civilians in rural areas, another one inside a public transport, a passenger bus, at a parking lot of our famous fast food chain, Jollibee, and recovered also stockpiles of several IEDs by an armed group well intended to be used in their guerrilla warfare against military. In one area, 28 IEDs were recovered in a single operation. And lastly, diversionary tactics by armed groups when military operations are intensified in one area. So I appreciate the sharing of our panel of experts recently when they said we also have to have a very specific contextual analysis per incident. We then ask ourselves, did the reason or purpose of IED use changed? This is the importance of a regular contextual analysis on the issue of IEDs. If you remember, in the last meetings, I shared about the use of hand sanitizer as a triggering mechanism. I shared that the reason why that IED increased in that area was mainly due to land conflicts and local politics. When land conflicts were justly managed well and resolved, the IED use ended. Simply expressed, understanding why IEDs are used will assist us on how to address the issue. The third point, in the context of non-international armed conflict, intensified military operations have been ongoing against the armed group in the Philippines who uses IEDs to harass business establishments with the use of IEDs, hurting private business establishments. Other armed groups as well uses IEDs linked to ISIS, Dawla Islamiyah, which have been allegedly used IEDs in the last simultaneous attacks after the elections in southern Philippines. There have been a lot of number of reported cases where 40 millimeter are used in IEDs. And if you look at the 40 millimeter, the grenade launchers, these are basically weapons, light weapons accessed by armed groups or even individuals in their private capacity. The 40 millimeter grenade launchers have been involved in a number of IED recoveries. On the component sides of IEDs, as what was presented by the panels, I've looked into, they are basically still the same. Not much have changed. For example, in places where there has been battles for several years, a lot of explosive remnants of wars, UXOs, when you look at the IEDs in those areas, they basically use the main components as main charge are those explosive remnants of war or UXOs. And that's the same thing in the western side of the Philippines where battles were fought for decades. But in the other side where there's not much battles fought, the UXOs are not that accessible. Therefore, commercially available components that was shared by our excellent panel available components are used, which includes commonly accessible, used by mining, quarrying services, and even agricultural fertilizers products, as shown by our panel of experts. So thank you, Madam Co-Chair, for this opportunity to share my thoughts.